UNC System President Margaret Spellings has resigned after 3 years as leader of the 17-campus system. Today, the Board of Governors voted to accept her resignation in an emergency meeting and agreed to a separation package. With me in the studio to talk about this is WFE's Gwendolyn Glenn. Gwen, how soon will her resignation be effective, and were there any reasons given for her leaving?
Well, she will be stepping down on March 1st, 2019. Spellings was not clear on why she decided to resign before her five-year contract is up. She's talked about having given the job her all and that the time was right for her. Here's what she had to say during a press conference after the board's vote.
These are personal decisions. These are our tough jobs, demanding jobs. 3 years is a good run. I'm proud of the accomplishments that have occurred in that period of time. I'm proud of the work we've done together. And it's just the right time for me.
So how did the board react?
Well, Chairman Harry Smith praised Spellings a lot for being an excellent leader and pointed out that she was leaving the university system in great shape. He said she'd accomplished some of her goals of making the 17 schools in the system more affordable and accountable.
Any information on her separation package?
She will receive about $78,000 in salary, $500,000 in a separation payment, and relocation expenses of $35,000. Spellings says she doesn't know what she will be doing in the future, but says she hopes it will be an education in Texas.
Spellings' tenure was controversial from the start with protests when she was hired and afterwards with some of her policies, including differences with some board members. Did that factor into her early resignation?
She didn't mention that, but she and Smith talked about how tough and hard the job is and that 3 years was a good run. But past system presidents have stayed longer, including her predecessor, Tom Ross, who was president for 6 years before being forced out.
Thanks, Gwen.
Thanks.